My good friend, Reb Mordechai Krasny Shlita, told me that his father, Reb Shmuel Krasny, was a Kloizenberger Chassid and was very close to the Kloizenberger Rebbe, Zecheinu Levracha. And one time, the Kloizenberger Rebbe made a chasana. And he, Reb Shmuel, was out of town. But Lemaisa, he wasn't going to miss the chasana that the Kloizenberger Rebbe is making in New York. So he went and he booked a flight, and he had to also take a connecting flight, two flights, to be able to come back to New York to make it on time for the chasana. And as it happened so often, there were some delays in the airport, but one plane, and then there was a delay by the second flight, and he comes, and after all his hard work and toil, he sees that it's slipping away the time he's going to miss the chasana. He said he felt mamish so bad, so terrible. Finally, when he finally arrived in New York, he quickly took a cab and he rushed over and he comes like, oy vey, I wonder if anything is still left. And he comes into the hall and they're holding by Shira Malos by benching. He said he felt literally like 2 cents. He felt so terrible after all the hard work and toil that he put in to be able to make it to the Rebbe Simcha. And he was very close to the Rebbe. And here, look what happens. He might say, I'm here, I'm at least going to go say mazel tov to the Rebbe, he said. So he runs over to the head table, and the Rebbe saw him, the Rebbe's face lit up, and he said, Reb Shmuel, I knew you would make it! I knew you would make it! Reb Shmuel Krasny said, I went from feeling like 2 cents to $1 million. Instead of how many Bali Simcha do we know, how many stories are there, that we know people that schlep to a Simcha, an hour and a half, 2 hours, and they come late, and Muslims go, oh, now you come. We've all seen these stories. I've seen it with my eyes many times. I once said over on a different story, how somebody went to a simcha, and he couldn't sit down and enjoy the main course because the Baal Simcha said a line to him that he came so late. So imagine, if someone's going to their simcha, and at the same time that they're so besimcha, so happy, they have to give a din v'cheshbin that they caused somebody pain who came late to their simcha. And here we see the opposite. The Kloizenberger Rebbe went ahead and took this person who toiled for hours. And I don't believe that the Kloizenberger Rebbe knew that he was going with connecting flights and he knew the whole story. But he came in. And he would understand how bad a chassid would feel to come and miss the whole simcha. So the Kloizenberger Rebbe took him from feeling like 2 cents and built him up to feel like $1 million. Reb Shmuel, I knew you would make it. This is such a lesson that we should take. A Musa Haskell. That we should go and if someone comes late to some kind of simcha that we're doing, someone comes late to something and we, lemaisa, they put an effort in to come. Go ahead and compliment. Make them feel good. And then mida keneged mida, Hashem will make that even when you're late in something, Hashem will go ahead and make sure that you should always feel happy, even though you did some things that maybe Hashem should have a right to have a tain on you. But mida keneged mida, if you make someone feel good, even if you have a right really to make that person feel a little bit, and you hold yourself back, mida keneged mida, Hashem is your shadow, like we always have from the Baal Shem, the back to you. He'll make you feel good in all situations, even if really you deserve not like that. But mida keneged mida, you earn, that Hashem will make you feel good.